KCO, 1230 AM, W255DN, Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump seeing red over a Canadian TV ad that uses snippets of an old speech from former President Reagan.
When someone says, let's impose tariffs on...
CBS's Jared Hill.
In a social media post overnight, Trump called the ad fake, declaring all trade negotiations are hereby terminated.
One of the president's political foes is scheduled to make her first appearance in federal court today. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
It'll be a brief arraignment for New York's top law enforcement official. Letitia James, the attorney general, will be a criminal defendant facing a federal judge in Norfolk Federal Court after entering a not guilty plea.
Day 24 of the shutdown and a bill to pay some government workers has failed in the Senate. President Trump.
They really should approve an extension, get the country back to work, get the people paid. And, you know, it's very simple.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. This week marks National Forest Products Week, aimed at recognizing the role forests play in our economy, environment, and everyday lives. Paul Fowler is the director of the Wisconsin Institute for Sustainable Technology at UW-Stevens Point. He says the third week of October is set aside to honor the forestry and forest products industry nationwide.
It's the third week of October when we sort of celebrate, acknowledge, recognize the forestry and forest products assets of the entire nation.
Fowler says forest products touch nearly every part of our daily lives.
You encounter these products every day of your life, right? From the tissue that you wipe your face with, or bathroom tissue, tea bags, coffee filters, clearly paper, but also the disposable diapers, hardwood flooring.
He says forestry is especially important to Wisconsin's economy.
Forestry and forest products are probably the fourth largest manufacturing sector in the state. That means they make an enormous contribution to the state's economy, to the livelihood of tens of thousands of people, and also just the quality of life that we receive from our forests.
Fowler says the best way to celebrate Forest Products Week is simple.
Just think, be a little bit thoughtful about what you do during your day and sort of marvel at how forestry touches your lives. Even if you think it doesn't, it does.
I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
The Bucks on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks are in Canada tonight to take on the Raptors in Toronto. The team getting word yesterday on MRI showing Kevin Porter Jr. suffered a sprained left ankle in the season opener Wednesday night. No word yet on how long he'll be out. College football, the Badgers head to Eugene to face the number 6th ranked Oregon Ducks tomorrow night. They kick off at 6 p.m. Packers head to Pittsburgh tomorrow. They'll play Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers on Sunday Night Football. Baseball. The Brewers have promoted GM Matt Arnold to become the president of baseball operations.
It's not going to change materially, honestly. I've never really been focused on titles at all. Honestly, it's just been something where you keep your head down and you work hard and good things will happen. Obviously thankful to a ton of people here, including this guy, first and foremost, our ownership, family, like just too many people to thank, but especially the guys that are here that I work with every single day.
That's the Brewers' Matt Arnold with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Bull Falls Radio charges through the noise. For real news and great conversation, WXCO delivers. Learn more at WXCO.fm.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 40s to near 50 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop down to around 32 for an overnight low. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome Chris Mays of Clearly Confused Entertainment, and it's a Bar Band Friday night featuring Terry Barr's Max Inc. radio co-host, Rocker. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the big high school sports show.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. Happy Friday to you. 6:06 on a Friday morning, October 24th, 2025. And it's another beautiful morning to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're listening across the Civic Media Radio Network, or catching us as a podcast or on social media. Thanks for wrapping up your week right here. I got a question for you. Who saw that coming? Let's legalize sports betting everywhere. Let's make it so easy to bet on sports with the prop bets and everything that there's the chance that some players or coaches could try to make a buck off of this. And I know you're thinking, wait, these guys make, you know, tens, hundreds of millions of dollars. Yeah, but the temptation is there. And now there's so much more temptation than ever before. And of course, I'm talking about that Blockbuster story that dropped shortly after we finished up our show here yesterday. And we'll talk to Courier Newsroom's Kia Vakil coming up in about 15 minutes, all about this massive betting scandal involving NBA players and coaches and organized crime families. Yeah. Again, we're not looking for prohibition of all betting in the country. That's not going to happen. But clearly, the reins got a little bit too loose. And so we'll have that coming up for you in just a little bit. Along the way, feel free to join us at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842, or of course, use that Civic Media app. There's so many ways you can reach the show. You can call the show from the app. You can text the show from the app. You can leave a voice note, a little audio message for us through the app as well, or you can reach us on the Facebook and YouTube pages of both Up North News and Civic Media. It would be great to have you along. All right, we'll have our usual week in review panel as well, talking about some of the day's headlines in our 7 o'clock hour, Dr. Kristen Lyerly at 8, and then at 8:35, we'll have Mike Clemens in with sports. A very unusual story from Mike Clemens that I believe our producer, Parker Olson, down in Madison Studio A2, Have you heard a little bit about this, the Mike Clemens viral post with Aaron Rodgers?
I didn't know that that originated from Mike Clemens, but yes, about it.
Yeah, so Mike put up a post a couple of years back of somebody that looked just like Aaron Rodgers riding in the back of a fishing boat that was being towed by a pickup truck or something, and some guy that looks like Aaron Rodgers in the boat drinking beer. And Mike Clemens finally got a chance to ask him yesterday as they get set to cover the Packers and Steelers game this weekend. Was that you? And so we'll find out more about that. We'll talk about the game as well. Packers, Steelers in Pittsburgh. Coverage begins Sunday at 5 on stations in Richland Center, Park Falls, Racine, and Wautoma. And it'll be the first time the Packers have faced Aaron Rodgers in a uniform from some other team. And I think, even though it's a late Sunday game, which, you know, woe is us, pity party for the early risers. But I think a lot of people are going to be very interested in that game. See how he looks.
I'm pretty interested. I've been very surprised with how good he has looked this season. So that could be very interesting. It seems like he kind of still can move for an old man. So that's pretty impressive.
Yes. Yeah, it appears he can. And so that really has to motivate, you know, our defense who, I mean, you don't want to be the guys to lose to Aaron Rodgers. It just makes you look bad. But I worry that Jordan Love is going to try to like overcompensate, you know, and try too hard and overthrow people. I'm sure he's heard that a bunch, you know, this week in getting planned for the game.
I don't know. There's something about the game being in Pittsburgh that makes me more comfortable for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
If it was in Green Bay, I feel like it would be a bigger deal because it'd be a homecoming for Rodgers. But
okay.
I feel a little less worried for whatever reason going into Pittsburgh.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, you know, again, it's the reason we play the game is to find out what's this guy really got, you know, and does he have it consistently or will he, you know, show his age at some point and, you know, need a walker to get off the field at some point. We'll see how that goes. All right. So we'll talk to Mike about that as well. And then what else was I going to bring up to you? There's along with the NBA betting scandal, of course, there could not be worse timing because, you know, the season's just getting going. Everybody wants to be excited about it. And so now I have to say it in a rather tongue-in-cheek way. In other news about the NBA, if you head over to the Up North News website, upnorthnewswi.com, you know, all kinds of good Wisconsin stories on there, including one about all of the new food and drink options at Five Serve Forum if you're going to a Bucks game. And remember, we did this, you know, before the Brewers opened up their season. I know we've talked about it before Packer seasons before. So now that we're into the Bucks season, you think you're going there just to watch a basketball game? No, you're not.
No,
it's the whole experience.
It's entertainment. Yeah.
And you can get the usuals, you know, you can get a brat or a hot dog or whatever. Now there's even, you know, there's some loaded fries on the menu, but how about this? How about the Smokestack 414, that's the area code for Milwaukee, fire roll and giant bone-in beef rib. The 414 fire roll features andouille sausage, pickled celery, onions, peppers, and remoulade on a bun. The giant bone-in beef rib is available for the home opener and a limited number of marquee games. So
it's exclusive.
It's exclusive, and, you know, there's a reason that we don't normally serve bone-in ribs at the game. I mean, most people behave themselves, but let's not serve projectiles with our food, you know. What am I going to do with this bone now that I finished this rib? I don't know.
Yeah.
Pull a Jack Black from Anchorman going, oh, this is so filling, and, you know, throw the burrito out the window. So remember, if you get the loaded beef rib, keep it to yourself. Don't share with a friend.
I didn't think that was going to be the major concern with this. I was worried more about like bowel movements, not the bone movement.
No. I was worried more about the sticky fingers. It's a bone-in beef rib. You know, lots of napkins going to be needed for that. Let's see. There's also Nashville hot wings and chicken sandwiches there. There's a whole new variety of handcrafted dirty sodas. It's so funny that they tried to play this up like, oh, dirty soda. They're flavored sodas. They got flavors in there. Flavors and maybe some things like, you know, cream or things like that.
Yeah.
But there will also be like spiked iced teas. There'll be Jack Daniel's blackberry whiskey. Do you remember when all you had was like beer, wine, and pop? And that was it. And that was all you needed. And now it's like,
yeah,
let's spike everything. Let's spike iced tea. Let's spike lemonade.
I don't think there's a need for that.
No, there's,
I'm fine
there's
with
no,
it, but I don't think there's
no
a need.
No. But there's no shortage of temptations there that you will find at Milwaukee Bucks games coming up. Let's see. Well, I mentioned all the things that are coming up on the program, but I neglected to mention that there is the possibility that you can't stick around for all that. I mean, you have a life. You're allowed to have a life. But then there's a way to find out that you don't miss any of these guests. You don't miss any of these segments. And that would be to follow us as a podcast. And to do that, just head over to Spotify or Apple, wherever you get the podcasts of your choice, and make this one of your choices. Follow along, and you will never miss an episode. While you're signing up for things online, like this podcast, like this show as a podcast, get our Sunday morning newsletter. I've got to start putting that together after the show here. And that includes our question of the week, which this week was all about online sports betting. What are the odds of that? So let's see how I can nail it for next week here. Again, sign up for our newsletters over at upnorthnewswi.com. And of course, Civic Media has their new daily newsletter as well. Head over to civicmediatoday.substack.com to learn more. It is a cold one across the state right now. Temperatures range from 19 degrees in Siren to 39 degrees in Sturgeon Bay. It is 25 here in the Chippewa Valley right now, 32 in Wausau, 34 in Oshkosh. Wisconsin Rapids coming in at 25. La Crosse is at 30 degrees right now. And Hayward is at a very chilly, no, it's not very chilly, Parker. It's cold. It's a cold 21 degrees in Hayward. This is really the time of year where you need to make sure that you have some key pieces of equipment in your car. Right, Parker?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Tell the people what you did.
I don't know where the ice scraper is for my car, and I park outside, so I had to wait 5 minutes for my windshield to be, visible.
You wanted to see where you were going?
Yeah, so I can make this drive pretty much by memory, but it helps if I can see.
It does, yes. So you didn't go with the credit card or driver's license scraper method?
I just waited for a couple of minutes thinking, you know what, I'm a little late, but like I'm fine on time. You know, it's not that big a deal if I have to sit here for a couple of minutes.
It's not like anything else would delay you. You'll get into work just fine, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what happened next?
There's railroad tracks right by our studios, and it was the longest train I think I've ever been stuck behind. Because it was like 6 minutes long. And Pat, this train was coming from a dark area.
Yeah.
So I couldn't see how much train was left. It just kept appearing and appearing. I'm like, no!
At some point, you're like, come on! And I've noticed that now in Madison proper there. First off, I'm still kind of surprised that they haven't built, you know, overpasses and things for enough of these train crossings. But regardless, these trains, they'll come through, of course, at the worst possible time. And I know it's a matter of safety first, but I also, being the naturally passive aggressive person I am, believe that there is a certain passive aggressive nature to some of these folks on the railroad. My dad, you know, worked on the railroad for many, many years. It's like, da loop, da loop, da loop. Oh, look, it's somebody's waiting for us. Slow it down a little bit, Charlie. Slow it down a little bit more, a little bit more.
They do seem oddly slow.
Now blow the horn and wake everybody up. Yeah. But you made it. I mean, how long a delay was it?
6 minutes for the train.
Okay.
I was impressed by that.
It felt like 60 is all.
Yes, it felt very long paired with the lack of ice scraper.
Yes. Okay. But you're here, and that's what counts.
Yes.
And we like having that. So tonight there's Badger basketball. They're in the exhibition season right now. So the Badgers will be playing Oklahoma at Milwaukee's Fiserv Forum. Coverage begins at 6:30 on several Civic Media stations. Then tomorrow, the Badgers, the football team, will take on Oregon. Coverage begins at 4:00 tomorrow afternoon on some Civic Media radio stations. And of course, we mentioned on Sunday, the Packers taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Again, coverage begins at 5 p.m. on Sunday because it's a Sunday night football game. Badger women's hockey, they are playing this weekend at Laban Arena in Madison. They are taking on Minnesota State Mankato. The Badger women's hockey team ranked number one in the country, 8-0 on the season. 5 of those 8 wins have been shutouts. And the Badger women's volleyball team, 9th ranked in the country, will take their 13-3 record out west tonight. They are taking on Washington. You can see that game on the Big Ten Network starting at 9:00 tonight. So some late night volleyball on the West Coast for the 9th ranked Badger women's volleyball team. The Toronto Raptors will be hosting the Milwaukee Bucks tonight at 5:30. Guard Kevin Porter Jr. has a badly sprained left ankle, according to an MRI. And then you've got the World Series starting tonight. It'll be the Toronto Blue Jays and the LA Dodgers, game 1 of the World Series coming up tonight. Coming up next, Courier Newsroom's Kia Vakil, and we'll start by talking a little betting scandal and also getting into a new round of gerrymandering, this time in Virginia. From the heart of America's up north, live from Lake Wissota, thanks for making this the place to spend part of your mornings. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Falls Radio, WXCO.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Businesses across the state counting on $1.5 billion in federal funding are finding out it's not coming. The money had been approved to help pay for energy-saving projects, solar and wind development, technology innovation, and more. The Department of Energy is now reportedly canceling those awards. One group that is getting a boost in federal funding, AI data center developers. The new federal budget lets tech companies claim more upfront tax breaks on data center equipment, facilities, and production lines, and it appears to be working. Microsoft recently announced what it calls the world's most powerful AI data center planned for Mount Pleasant, but environmental groups warn unfettered AI development could cause lasting harm to our natural resources. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back. It is a Friday morning, which means we're going to check in with Courier Newsroom's national political editor, Kia Vakil, and talk about some of the national headlines of the week. Kia, hello. How are you?
I am well, Pat. How about yourself?
I'm good. I'm good. Happy to be at Friday and happy to have somebody who can take a few minutes and talk to me about this rather epic, shocking, well, maybe shocking is not the right word, national story about gambling and NBA players and organized crime. And I am looking like the most, you know, prescient, you know, question of the week writer ever when I wrote, you know, for last Sunday, what people thought about organized sports betting. I'm betting some people might have changed their answers since last weekend. How do you want to give the overview of what this is all about?
Yeah, so there on Thursday morning, the FBI arrested the head coach of the Portland Trailblazers, Chauncey Billups, who's a former NBA player, a current NBA player for the Miami Heat, Terry Rozier, and a former player and close confidant of LeBron James named Damon Jones, who's an assistant coach right now. Two different cases going on here, but basically Billups was indicted for allegedly participating in a years-long scheme to defraud poker players in like real-life games, and this reportedly involved members of the New York crime families. And Rozier is charged with allegedly taking himself out of a game early so that you know, someone he knew or a co-conspirator could place a bet and win. These are sort of the results of another betting investigation into another player that most folks probably haven't heard of named Jontay Porter. But basically, this is just the latest example of something we're seeing more and more in the last couple of years of pro athletes being investigated, indicted, and charged with basically rigging things, whether it's directly games they're involved in or off the court gambling endeavors. And I think we're going to see more of it. We, you know, this is part of a trend because over the last seven years, we have seen the doors just thrown open to sports betting, mobile sports betting. Every sports match you could think of, every sports program you can think of is now has like the ESPN Bet or FanDuel or DraftKings. And it's just everywhere. And the only way out of this is to really tighten the reins on our sports betting and what these leagues and what these sports networks and what these athletes do. But I don't think we're going to see that anytime soon. I think it's we unfortunately, this is the world we're in right now.
Yeah, I think the toothpaste is out of the tube. And yes, there are, I'm sure, people who are saying, hey, wait a minute, it wouldn't matter if it was legalized or not. People have been gambling, you know, throughout life. And, you know, there will always be people who play poker, blah, blah, blah. I get that. But I just feel like this has normalized betting it, that it's essentially a rite of passage among young men, that there's something wrong with you if you're not betting on something. And it's not just like the outcome. It's very tough for like an entire team to throw a game. It's this whole thing about prop bets. Yep. And, you know, will Kiev Akil play, you know, 32 minutes in this game? And, you know, if you take yourself out, oh, my arm is broken. You know, I mean, who's to know who's putting a prop bet on that? So when people say, well, there's always been gambling here. Yeah, but this has really opened up something where it's tough to put the toothpaste back in the tube here.
Yeah, and that's true. There always has been gambling. I grew up a couple hours from Atlantic City. I've been to Vegas. I have gambled. I play poker with friends. But there was friction in it. You had to go to a casino, or you had to obviously have a bookie, which technically not a thing you should have. But, you know, there was friction in it. You couldn't download an app and just while you're watching TV or in between scrolling Twitter and talking to your loved one, just place 18 bets. And now people can do that.
That's day trading. That's day trading is what it is. You know,
it's day trading. And it's what it's toxic though, is I'm a sports fan. You're a sports fan. A lot of like, it ties up day trading with a hobby, and that's really, really dangerous. And it's a hobby that most men have and a lot of women have, and it ruins lives. You can get really, not all gambling, but lots of people have had their lives ruined by these apps. There are so many lawsuits right now because so many men have just gambled away their entire life savings. It has led to divorce. It has led to suicide. It is so toxic. And yes, that's not Chauncey Billups, but it's the same culture.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, the number of stories I've done over the years as a reporter about embezzling, somebody embezzled from their small business and it went under, or their little league team and it went under. And in almost every case, it ties back to gambling debts. And so this is indeed a pretty big deal. Well, we'll get to one political story for the week. And this deals again on, you know, gerrymandering or redistricting, however you want to put it. It started with Texas Republicans, California Democrats, other states. The latest is Democrats in Virginia, which was a bit of a surprise to me. But now Democrats in Virginia, are they in a position to actually change the makeup of their congressional map?
Yeah, they could be. So the New York Times reported on Thursday that the Virginia Democrats and the legislature are basically going to hold a special session before the elections in 2 weeks to try to counter what Republicans have done in Texas and in North Carolina this week, most recently, by coming back and drawing new congressional maps. And so, you know, we'll see what happens if and when they actually come back. They have a very small majority in the chambers, so they would need pretty much every Democrat to support this. And they could do it if every Democrat does, despite a Republican governor. Youngkin could have no role in this, Glenn Youngkin, the governor. But this is essentially a response to North Carolina Republicans and Texas Republicans and pressure on Indiana Republicans, and Ohio is going to redraw their maps. And essentially, all of this is the result of Trump trying to predetermine the outcome of the 2026 midterms by having Republicans eliminate anywhere from half a dozen to a dozen Democratic-held seats, so that short of a blue wave, the election's decided before voters ever cast a ballot, because the maps are so rigged that only Republicans can win. And it's, from my perspective, I don't like gerrymandering, but if we're going to, I don't think Democrats can just roll over and die and accept that they're never going to win because Republicans have just agreed that this is what they can do.
Yeah, this is not a chicken and egg debate. We know where this started with, Donald Trump and Texas Republicans and everything that has flowed from it. Never mind what all happened in the past. Mm-hmm. This cycle, which is building to an extreme level, had its origin in Donald Trump, who again this week was embracing 2020 election denial, again trying to put his thumb on the scales for the next round of midterm elections. Kia Vakil, Courier Newsroom's national political editor in Los Angeles. Kia, thanks very much. Have a good start to the weekend.
Thanks, you too, Pat.
We'll have today's history lesson after this. You're up north.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Matt Nair on air.
You're listening to 98.9 WXCO, Wausau's home for Matt Nair on air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
The pandemic may have been bleak for many of us, but for two UW-Platteville researchers, it provided a spark that inspired them to find a marketplace for spoiled milk. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. That story next.
Next on our Corn Hall of Fame tour, Pioneer brand Power Core Enlist Corn.
Ooh, look at all the trophies.
Yes, Power Core Enlist beats competitors with a 7.7 bushel per acre yield advantage. Three distinct modes of pest control action and unsurpassed herbicide flexibility mean above ground pests and weeds can't win.
But what if they try?
They wouldn't dare.
Plant the 100th season of Pioneer. Visit pioneer.com/powerup.
Whether it's the sound of the carnival or the taste of the cotton candy or your first blue ribbon, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs to offer cash prizes for your fair stories. Entries are being accepted all summer long and there is no limit, so tell us all of your stories. To enter and see full contest details, visit MidwestFarmReport.com.
Dr. Joseph Wu, Associate Professor of Chemistry, and Dr. John Obalata, Chair of Mechanical and Industrial Engineering at UW-Platteville, found inspiration during the pandemic. While dairy farmers were forced to dump their milk because of processing shortfalls during the pandemic, it inspired the two to collaborate on taking that spoiled milk and turning it into a value-added product that can be used in 3D printing. Dr. Joseph Wu explains.
One category that strikes me is to help the farmer to improve the economy of the dairy farmers. And that just perfectly matches what we are looking for. We really want to make this project work so that in the future, we do not need to dump milk to the field anymore. We might be able to recover, recycle, reuse those material for good purpose.
That's Dr. Joseph Wu, Associate Professor of Chemistry, along with his partner, Dr. John Obalata, the Chair of the Mechanical and Industrial Engineering Department on the UW-Platteville campus. They have come up with a patented process to convert casein and whey into durable, flexible materials that are suitable for 3D printing and beyond. Dr. Obalata tells me that the 3D printing industry today, worth about $20 billion, they hope Wisconsin dairy can get at least a slice of that action. That's one of the funded projects that will be highlighted during the Wisconsin Dairy Innovation Hub's Free Summit Tuesday, November 18th on the UW River Falls campus with virtual elements. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke. Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 98.9 WXCO.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 40s to near 50 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop down to around 32 for an overnight low. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Matt Nair on air.
Attorney General Pam Bondi said that they had arrested the girlfriend of the head of Antifa. Troy from Mount Horeb is on the line. Good morning, Troy. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. I am the head of Antifa.
You are?
Yes, and I think my wife turned in my girlfriend. So,
oh, you're in trouble now, Troy.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Join me, Tom Hartman, each and every weekday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program right here on Civic Media. I talk about the issues that all Wisconsinites can get behind, from unrigging our economy so it works for all of us, not just the billionaire class, to improving our representative government, to delivering on the promise of we the people. Tune in middays right here on your local Civic Media station from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program. Tag, you're it.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Across the state of Wisconsin, people have concerns, to say the least, about Badger football. Brady Ewing, two-time Big Ten champion and NFL vet, will be here to discuss it at our favorite fall event. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Here we go. Santana lands their first number one album in the U.S. as Abrexas claims this top spot this day in 1970, 55 years ago today, with tracks like Oye Como Va and their cover of Fleetwood Mac's Black Magic Woman. Yeah, that was originally a Fleetwood Mac tune. Welcome to today's history lesson for this Friday morning, October 24th, which means if it's Friday, we get to welcome our pal, our buddy, our friend, our Pookie Bear, Greg Bach, ladies and gentlemen, from Matt and Air on Air, mornings 9 to 11 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
I am Pookie Bear, and I love Santana.
Hi, Pookie Bear.
Hello.
How's our Pookie Schmookie today?
Doing well. I got my coffee. Love listening to some Santana in the morning. Can't say it, but I love listening to it.
Uh-huh.
When I was 17 years old, I locked myself into my bedroom for a summer and just played basically this album, trying to learn all the songs.
And how did that go?
I would give it a solid 8.5 out of 10.
Oh, very nice. Okay. Have you ever thought of, like, joining Max Inc. Radio or just bringing the guitar in yourself and just playing live during Matt and Air on Air?
Oh, I wouldn't do that to anyone.
That bad, huh?
No, I mean, you said 8.5 out of 10.
I mean, that was also many years ago, but I don't know. I mean, like, I've been playing little by little lately and just trying to, like, as a hobby, as mm-hmm. a time filler, as a whatever. But yeah, it's something I love guitars. I'm a huge guitar nerd, not just for like guitars, but like the history, the design, the building, everything. I could talk about them for hours. So, and I won't do that to you because it would just be me talking.
But honestly, you could not have picked better than Santana. If you're gonna try to learn guitar, you may as well learn from the best.
Absolutely.
You know? Tony must have been thinking about this as well. He just put on YouTube. Have you thought about bringing a guitar camping and making everyone around the campfire listen to you?
No, I'm not 22 years old anymore.
Hey.
And Alicia says, good morning, Greg, as does Tony. Everybody's happy to have you here. On the birthday list today, happy birthday to former bass player for the Rolling Stones, Bill Wyman, still with us. He's 89 years old. So, speaking of prop bets,
pretty sure his wife's 44.
Who would have put a prop bet on any member of the Rolling Stones still being with us at age 89?
I think Brian Jones is the only one who's passed of the original five. I know. Oh my! Well, that was the thing for so long, Pat. That of all these rock stars passing away over the years, the four original members of Black Sabbath had still been alive for so long. I'm like, I don't know how this works.
Well, I think it's sending the wrong message to our children. But then again, we were talking earlier about spiking everything under the sun, you know, lemonade and iced tea and everything. So I don't know. Maybe that's the way to go. Let's see. More birthdays. Drake, another Canadian export. He is 39 years old today.
Yeah.
Okay, now I get to sound like an old guy.
Oh boy.
And I try not to say this about most.
Oh boy.
People have, you know, a bass sound to them.
Yeah.
But in the case of Drake, I mean, they all do kind of sound the same to me.
Because Drake is basic and he is whatever. I'm
basic?
So anti-Drake.
Basic?
Yeah. Yeah.
All
no.
Right.
Anyway. No Drake in this house.
So I guess you won't be sending him a birthday card today for his 39th birthday. On this day in 1992, a record was set with this song by Boyz II Men.
Yes, we have Slow Skate right now, folks. Yeah. Couples only, Slow Skate.
That's right. Ooh, got the lights have been dimmed. Ooh, careful what you skate into with the lights dimmed like that. On this day, End of the Road tied Elvis Presley's Don't Be Cruel with Hound Dog on the B-side as the longest-running number one single when it reached its 11th week at the top of the charts. End of the Road would then go on and spend two more weeks at number one, but then lose that record 3 months later when Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You stayed number one for 14 weeks in a row. The current record now has two songs on it, Greg. Last time around, we said that it was it's 19 weeks, and it was set in 2019 by Lil Nas X and Old Town Road. Mm-hmm. Did you realize it was tied last year by Shaboozy's A Bar Song, Tipsy, which also was the number one song for 19 weeks in a row.
There is such a deeper, nuanced discussion on that point that we don't have time to go into, but I will say, good on you, Shaboozy. I like Shaboozy.
Okay.
I'm really interested. Wait, can we dive into this?
Let's dive. Where are we going here?
It's a commentary on country music. And artists record and what constitutes country music, who's recording the song, and the reception from the country music and the mainstream audience on the whole. But like I said, that is for a podcast or sitting around a campfire while I'm forcing you to listen to me play Dave Matthews.
No. You'd have to play Bad Bunny because I want Bad Bunny now. We talked about this yesterday. I want him to do a thing with George Strait because if those country folks didn't like Old Town Road because it wasn't country enough, even though it had Billy Ray Cyrus, and they don't like Shaboozy and they don't like Bad Bunny, it's like, I mean, what are we going to do? Just listen to Anita Bryant records?
Oh, deep cut, buddy. Deep cut.
I know.
Deep cut.
All right.
If you have another 3 hours, I can talk to you about George Strait, too. And by the way, I'm going to go see Marty Stewart tonight, so I'm very excited.
Are you? Oh, that's great. Yeah. Okay. Let's go back to the history lesson here. 1987 now, when the number one album was by Michael Jackson. Tony's out here going, Neil McCoy for everyone. Are we just trying to come up with the most vanilla country singers?
I swear to God, Pat, Neil McCoy's good.
I didn't say it wasn't good, just not very...
Who's the spicy one, then? Tell me some spicy ones.
I would say somebody like a Tim McGraw versus, say, an Alan Jackson who just stands there, or George Strait who just stands there. You know, Tim McGraw will put on a bit of a show. I think that's what we're talking about
here. I see what you're saying. Okay, all right. Yeah. I got you. Right. I got you.
Weird little coincidence on the stock market. First off, on this day in 1929, it was Black Thursday. The Dow Industrials dropped nearly 13%, marking the start of the stock market crash and the Great Depression. But then on this day in 2008, the same date was Bloody Friday, when stock exchanges around the world dropped around 10%, kicking off the Great Recession. So maybe don't have any money in the markets today.
Also, we don't need such graph. Like the next one is like, oh, Bummer Friday. There we go. How about
that? Roadkill Wednesday. And if you think those were bad days, on this day in the year 79 AD, Mount Vesuvius erupted, burying Pompeii and other cities and killing thousands. So
we call that Dusty Wednesday. Yeah. Wow. Fun little, I went to Memphis this past January, and there was, and so I did, so growing up, Graceland was just a house.
Yes.
Yeah. But Graceland is like a Disney World style park now. It's huge.
Yeah.
And it has its own like conference convention center. And there was a beautiful, like really like got you, like there was a lot of history, but it was all about Pompeii. And exactly what happened on the day, what did it happen to, the fact that there was an effect on another
at
town
Graceland?
Over.
At Graceland?
At Graceland.
What?
At Graceland. Because they have a huge convention center there, too. It's not just a house. In fact, I don't know where the house is, honestly, but on the side, there's a huge convention center where you would see like a Comic-Con or something. And it was a huge...
Just like that day it happened to be the Pompeii thing. It's not a permanent fixture.
It was like a touring thing. It was there. It was like it was like a museum. Okay. It was like a big museum piece.
I was about to say just stop competing. We've now found the most random tangent in a discussion ever. But no, it was not a regular thing. It was a traveling thing. Okay, yeah. Got it. Thank you. On this day in 2000, Lenny Kravitz released his greatest hits album, peaking at number 2, and it also featured this fresh track. This also got him his third consecutive Grammy for Best Male Rock Vocal Performance. And when he asked about whether he could win it 4 years in a row, his team told him, keep your pants on, buddy. Anyway, also in 2000...
But not your shirt.
No. Also on this day in 2000, Linkin Park released their debut album, Hybrid Theory, bolstered by this hit. Will eventually be a memory of a time I tried so hard and got so far. It almost feels weird to play the song at something other than 11 on the volume knob. It's just a turn it up, play this one loud.
Yeah.
So it also had the Grammy Award winning Crawling, and it became the best-selling album of 2001. All right, let's kick it real old school. There's a new song that hit the music charts this day in 1908. This is the original singer, by the way.
Was baseball mad, had the fever and had it bad, just to root for the hometown crew every Sioux, Katie Blue. On the Saturday, her young beau.
We're not going to talk
verses to this.
Like to go to see a show, but Miss Kate said no. I'll tell you what you can
do. He sang this into a toilet roll in a hallway.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Yes, Take Me Out to the Ball Game. A brand new waltz was released this day in 1908 by Jack Norwood and Albert von Tisler. It would become the unofficial anthem of baseball, although at the time, neither man had attended a baseball game before writing the song.
Yeah.
Love that. Let's see, baseball-related things. You know, it was just last week sometime we mentioned Billy Martin being fired by the Minnesota Twins in, 1969?
Which winning... time? He's been fired a lot.
Exactly, after winning a division title. Well, he went on to other things in 1974 on this day. He was named Manager of the Year working for the Texas Rangers. But 5 years later on this day in 1979, Billy Martin was once again managing the Yankees and got into a fight with marshmallow salesman Joseph Cooper at a hotel in Bloomington down the road from the old Met Stadium. Cooper said Martin shouldn't have won Manager of the Year. Martin took a little offense to it. Martin bet the marshmallow salesman $500 that he could beat him up. Cooper took the bet. Martin won the bet by beating him up, but it cost him his job. George Steinbrenner fired him as Yankees manager a few days later.
That's purely a story that can only happen in baseball, like in the 60s and 70s and before. Like in the 90s, that ain't happening anymore. No. Like,
no. That is old school bar brawling there. One more song on today's history lesson, Taylor Swift. Yes, she's back again, but this time we're going way back. 2006, she released her self-titled debut album. Summer gone, but when you think Tim McGraw, I hope you think my favorite song, the one we dance to all. Taylor wrote these during her freshman year of high school, and that song, Tim McGraw, was a top 20 single. And the album would peak at number 5 on the album chart and become the longest charting album of the 2000s in the U.S., logging 157 weeks on the chart by 2009. There.
I hope she makes another country record someday. Someday.
Do you think she remembers how? That's the big question.
She's too talented to forget.
Yep. All right, we'll wrap things up with Santana and pause here. I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Ooh.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Struggling with mental illness or supporting someone who is? NAMI Northwoods offers compassion and support for those affected by mental health conditions. Mental illness isn't a weakness, it's a medical condition. Recovery is possible. Call or text 715-432-0180 or visit naminorthwoods.org. In a crisis, call 988, the 24/7 suicide and crisis line, staffed by caring Wisconsinites. NAMI Northwoods, because no one should face mental illness alone.
Vanity Fair calls BritBox a delicious streamer. Collider says everyone should be watching. Catch Britain's next best series with BritBox. Stream acclaimed new originals like Code of Silence.
You read lips, right?
And Linley, based on the best-selling mystery series.
D.I. Linley, take it from here.
And don't miss the new season of Karen Piri, coming this October.
You don't look like police.
I'll take that as a compliment.
See it differently when you stream the best of British TV with BritBox. Watch with a free trial today.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced, also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2030. At the recombobulation area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the recombobulation area.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Paul Jaconi Berry and Sean Hannish back with another great Wisconsin sports film. No Packers, no life.
Sean came across No Packers, No Life at the Wisconsin Film Festival and said, you got to see it. We got to see if we can do something. This movie is just such a great opportunity to really see the impact of Wisconsin culture halfway around the world in Japan. It is just so magical and joyful. Yeah. So I encourage everybody to come take a look.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app. As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Good morning. It is Friday, October the 24th, 2025. I am Chad Holmes. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 6:53. It is still dark here at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. Fair skies, because of the fair skies, because there's some clear skies out there. The temperature really went down overnight, and right now, an even freezing 32 degrees here in downtown Wausau. So a chilly start. Weather-wise for the weekend, though, we are looking for some sunny skies for today. Not very warm. 49 degrees is the high temperature. We do have a chance of rain, a 30% chance of rain tomorrow and a high of 50. But then the sunshine comes back on Sunday and a high of 56 degrees. So if you have some fall outdoor activities planned, you may have to keep an eye on the sky tomorrow. But then on the Sunday, should be a beautiful day to be out and about doing anything you would like for your weekend. Along the side, across the way, behind the glass, is our in-studio engineer, producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Jed.
Ian,
I want to talk about a chilly start. It took me a while to get the frost off my car.
I would imagine.
I mean, first I just tried the ice scraper and it wasn't even coming off right away because it was so thick. So I had to have the heater on for a few extra minutes before I started scraping. But, yeah, when it's a clear out and you can see the stars, it definitely gets a lot chillier at night, especially in the mornings. Because
I started
the temperature in my car was telling me it was like 28 to 29.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I started putting my car in the garage this week, so don't have to scrape in the morning before coming into work. So
that's very smart.
It's that time of year. Coming up this morning on the program, in our final segment, I'm going to talk a little bit about a couple things that the president said yesterday that disturbed me. And I don't just say because, Chad goes off railing on the president. There was a comment that he made, and we're going to listen to it, that really I found disturbing on a basic human level. Mm-hmm. And that's in addition to what's been going on where he's basically destroying the White House. He also, in the last day, pardoned this crypto guy that he's been working with. I mean, complete corruption. So there's so much going on right now, but there was one comment that he made on a human level that I thought was just disturbing. We're going to talk about that in our final segment before the number for the day quiz to wrap it up. In our middle two segments, we'll be joined by Paul Miklik, the Newman Catholic High School head football coach, to talk about Wisconsin sports heading into the weekend. We have the Bucks started their season off with a W. They are back in action tonight. We'll talk about what he thinks about the Bucks. The Packers are back in action again this weekend against an old friend, Aaron Rodgers. Mm. Packers in Pittsburgh on Sunday night. We'll talk about that.
That's an evening
game. Yep, Sunday night football.
25, I believe.
That's right. After 7 o'clock, 7:20, 7:25. So it'll be a late Sunday night. The Badgers are at Oregon, one of the top-ranked teams in the country this Saturday. So we have that to talk about as well. Also, I wanted to remind folks that tonight we have high school football. I have another road trip tonight heading down to the Milwaukee area as the Wausau West Warriors in a Division I, Level I WIAA playoff will take on Arrowhead, one of the best programs in the state of Wisconsin. They have 6 state championships in their history, so a great challenge and a great opportunity for Wausau West tonight. Wausau West at Arrowhead, 6:35 p.m. airtime, right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Other area teams in high school football playoff action tonight: DC Everest in Division One, a number 5 seed, will be at number 4 seed Brookfield East. Also tonight, Wausau East in Division Three, number 7 seed, travels to Mount Horeb Barneveld, the number 2 seed. Merrill this evening, a number 4 seed in Division Three, they will play host to number 5 seeded Lakeland, a team from the Great Northern Conference. Mosinee in Division 4 tonight, number 2 seed. Mosinee has been playing really good football recently. They are 7-2 on the season. They will host Beloit Turner, number 7 seed. Again, that game in Mosinee. Tomahawk, co-champs of the Great Northern Conference with Mosinee. They are 8-1 and a number 1 seed in Division 5. They will host number 8 seeded Amro. Also in D5, Wittenberg-Burnhamwood is a number 5 seed. They will travel to number 4 seeded Brookfield Academy. Stratford looking for yet another state championship. They got so many state tournament titles in their trophy case. I think they need a new addition. But Stratford in D5, a number 2 seed, will host number 7 seeded Richland Center. And also tonight in Division 6, Edgar, number 1 seed, undefeated at 9-0. They will host number 8 seeded Loyal Greenwood. And the Marathon Red Raiders tonight in Division 6, a number 7 seed. They travel to number 2 seeded Kewaunee this evening. Abbotsford, also in D6, is a number 7 seed. They will be traveling to number 2 seeded Mondovi this evening. And in 8-player football, a number 4 seed Athens. They had a big win last week, and they tonight travel to number 1 seed and undefeated Lena St. Thomas Aquinas. So that game is an 8-player football level, too. So a lot of area football teams. And if you are a fan of these teams and you're heading out, bundle up.
Yes, please.
Because the high temperature of 49, by the time you get to 7 o'clock and then during the game itself, those temperatures are going to fall even further as well. So
bust out the winter jackets.
There you go. It's that time of year. Coming up at 7:22, we will be joined by Paul Micklegg. Coming up next, top of the hour, information update, news, weather, and sports. And then more mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on this Friday. 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials say there's been a significant drop in the number of residents who have already received their flu shot this year. According to DHS data, only about 309,000 Wisconsinites have gotten their flu shot so far in the month of October. Last October, that number was nearly 860,000. DHS officials are encouraging residents to get their flu shot as soon as possible as winter weather begins to move into the state and respiratory illnesses start to become more common again. You can visit a local CVS or Walgreens pharmacy for your vaccinations, or visit a local vaccine clinic. Marshfield Children's is inviting parents and their children to attend a Boo to the Flu vaccine clinic at the Marshfield Medical Center from 5 to